More questions on the mass shooting at a California ballroom. I'm Jill Nato, Fox News. Investigators are struggling to find why a gunman shot up a ballroom in California's Monterey Park. 11 people were killed by the suspect, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna told a late Wednesday news conference,
"They have not been able to establish a connection between the suspect and any of the victims thus far."
Vice President Kamala Harris met with families of victims in the shooting.
"We will always, as a compassionate nation, mourn for the loss and pray for those who survive."
She went on to call on Congress to pass reasonable gun safety laws that don't impede on the Second Amendment. A judge has ruled footage of the attack on Paul Pelosi, husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, will be made public. Prosecutors tried to prevent that, saying it would allow people to manipulate it so they can spread false information, but news agencies said releasing it could debunk false information. Pelosi was attacked in October. 42-year-old David DePape is accused of breaking into Pelosi's home and hitting him with a hammer. Former President Trump's being allowed back on the Meta-owned Facebook and Instagram platforms. Meta Global Affairs President Nick Clegg told Fox,
"There are guardrails, there are rules. He's got to play by the rules. And we're announcing some additional ones today to encourage him to stick to the rules that exist when people use Facebook and Instagram."
The former president had his accounts banned for inflammatory remarks made before and after the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Slick roads and snow closures for much of the Northeast on Wednesday. In Andover, Massachusetts, they had to deal with their fourth snowstorm in just 2 weeks. And Carlos Juarez of the Department of Public Works says that's taking a toll on plow operators.
"Some of our guys are pretty beat up. You know, when you get these back-to-back storms, it can wear on the crew pretty quickly."
The National Weather Service says more snow is in store for the Northeast, the Great Lakes, and the Rockies by the end of the week. Southwest Airlines canceled over 200 flights Wednesday, mostly due to weather. That's nowhere near the number of the canceled flights in December, when they shut down nearly 17,000 flights. The feds are investigating to see if Southwest knowingly scheduled more flights than it could handle. Jamming too many flights on the schedule would violate federal laws against deceptive practices. Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, may have some travel troubles.
Kanye West could be refused entry into Australia, according to Australia's education minister, because of past anti-Semitic remarks. Ye reportedly intends to visit the family of his new partner, Bianca Censori, in Melbourne next week. However, the senior administration official, Jason Clare, responding to that report, told Nine Network TV that he didn't know if Ye had applied for a visa, but that Australia has previously refused them to people with anti-Semitic views. Last month, Ye said he liked Hitler. Any decision on Ye's entry into the country will be made by the immigration minister, Andrew Giles. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A newly discovered asteroid's about to produce one of the closest encounters ever. It's about the size of a delivery truck. NASA says it's 11 feet long by 28 feet across. But there is no risk of it hitting the Earth. I'm Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.